Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There's certain aspects that are still relevant, and it doesn't always necessarily mean that it is about Israel. One of them is the Syrian government and the Kurds, who haven't exactly had an easy relationship. A U.S. envoy said on Wednesday that Syria's central government and the Kurds remain at odds over plans on merging their forces. That's after the latest round of talks, a persistent obstacle with regard to the new authorities in Damascus. Joining us this morning is Dr. Michael Barak. He's a senior researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism. We wanted to try and understand how important this relationship is and the impact that it can have on the region. Dr. Michael Barak, thank you for joining us. First of all, what is it? What is the history of this? How far back does this conflict go?
So good morning, first of all. So we know that Syria was part of the under Bashar al-Assad was part of the evil of axis of evil, axis of Iran. I'm not going back too much, you know, to the beginning of the 20th century, but right. I think it's better to focus on Bashar al-Assad. So I think that the collapse of Bashar al-Assad definitely is a very productive and a positive development in the region, not only for Israel, but also for the neighbors like Jordan, Lebanon. Iran lost a very important ally in the Middle East. The program of Iran that to build the Iranian stronghold in the border in Israel and then to challenge the sovereignty and the national security of Israel, this was collapsed indeed. So this is a very blessed development. Of course, the new government is, you know, that Mohammad Julani, we know that his DNA is a jihadist. That we can find the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, and the ISIS, former members in this organization that are, have established this organization. So some regimes, also Israel, may find it's a little bit difficult to digest this new regime, and we don't, but the enemy of my enemy is my friend. What I'm trying to say is that today the new Syrian regime and the government of Israel as a joint interest is to foil any attempt of Iran to re-establish its presence in Syria. And Muhammad, already we know that there are a security coordination, security cooperation between the security forces of Israel and the security forces of the new Syrian government against any Iranian and also the Lebanese Hezbollah to rebuild its strongholds inside Syria. So this is a really a blessed
positive
thing. And another thing is that it seems that after a long dispute about the Golan Heights, the Muhammad al-Julani, Ahmad al-Shara is his name, is ready to give up on the Golan Heights in exchange of a peace, of course, with Israel, not like the classic meaning of peace, but the meaning that Israel will have maybe like some cold peace with Egypt, maybe similar to that, but not to interfere in that Israel should not interfere in the internal issues affairs of Syria. So this is a good positive if the Golan Heights will be recognized by the new Syrian regime that it's part of Israel. This is also another development. However, Iran, there we can find still elements inside Syria, like Iranian elements and Hezbollah and pro-Iranian Alawites that are trying to unstable the regime, the new regime of Syria. Because they're trying to make provocations against Israel, that Israel will suspect that the new Syrian regime is still involved in terrorism against Israel. Only last week, a special force of the IDF managed to have an operation in the south of Syria and exposed a pro-Iranian Syrian terrorist cell. Of course, he was trying to build a stronghold in the south of Syria against Israel. Thanks God, IDF managed to foil that. So this is a very blessed development. We see that the UAE is trying to fund a new regime interested to stable the new Syrian regime. Saudi Arabia is involved indeed. I'm not talking about Turkey now, but because Turkey is, of course, is doesn't like the idea that Mohammed al-Julani is getting closer to the Israeli regime, because Turkey has another plan to cultivate an imperial force in the region, and Syria is part of the vision of Erdogan. But it seems that Mohammed al-Julani, by getting closer to the Israeli regime, and of course willing to cooperate with Donald Trump administration, it seems that Mohammed al-Julani is trying to diminish the impact of the Turkish influence on his regime. Although the Turkish regime was deeply involved in helping him, but it seems now Mohammed al-Julani
is turning his back a bit, or separating. And then how do the Kurds fit in here?
So this is a good question. The Kurds, we know that there is an agreement also between the Kurds to the new Syrian regime to give up on their weapon. This is a main demand from the Mohammed al-Julani. Mohammed al-Julani wants that all the sects in Syria and all the powers in Syria will give up on the weapon, and that there will be only one force that will have a weapon in Syria. Mm-hmm. But, however, although we have such an agreement between the Kurds and the Syrian regime, we don't see that they really gave up on their weapon. There are still some suspicion through the Syrian regime. There is some kind of arrangement that also in order to defend on the honor and the prestige of Mohammed al-Julani, that the Kurds will protect on their territories in the name of the new Syrian army. So there are some kinds of arrangements, but it's not Mohammed al-Julani doesn't accept what he wants really 100%. I think it's also important to mention that also ISIS is a very growing threat to the regime of al-Julani. Only yesterday, ISIS, we have to remember that I think 1 month ago, ISIS conducted a terrorist attack against a Christian church, a Syrian church in Syria, and many were killed and wounded. ISIS is very typical to him to get inside vacuums.
Right, in that's how they've done this all the time.
And ISIS yesterday published an opinion article in its official weekly
what thought leadership?
Al-Naba.
Wow.
What?
I said ISIS publishing opinion articles.
He has every week, like a clock, every Thursday, he has an official magazine, Al-Naba. This is like a compass of ISIS. He's also sending messages to his followers. So yesterday, he said that he criticized the Mohammed al-Julani regime. He said, look what they did now, United States. The United States was ready to designate Ayatollah Khair al-Sham as a terrorist organization. Like United States was ready to get out the organization of Mohammed al-Julani from the blacklist of the terrorist organization. And why is that? Because Mohammed al-Julani regime is serving the interest of the Jewish state and the American state. And Mohammed al-Julani has become more westernized. So ISIS said, look, we cannot rely on the Mohammed al-Julani regime. It's too westernized. So you, the foreign fighters inside Syria and other Muslims, you should join to ISIS. So ISIS is trying to delegitimize the new regime of Syria. Incredible. And to recruit people, also foreign fighters that remained in Syria.
So the impact of all of this on the region, on Israel specifically, would you say that is why the potential impact, negative impact, is why Israel is in a way assisting him now in Syria to remove some of those other threats?
Right. This is right, usually I'm not sounds very optimistic. I'm realistic.
We won't hold it against you. Yeah.
Yeah. But in this case, I think we should be optimists.
Well, nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, and you know what, especially if you're normally not an optimist and now you are, well, then at least we know that that we should take it seriously. We do need to leave it there because it's about to go 9 o'clock. We need to go to news. Dr. Michael Barak is a senior researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism. Thank you for that and wishing you Shabbat Shalom. Wishing you all a Shabbat Shalom. Have a fantastic weekend. Disconnect from the things that are unimportant. Connect to the things that are. And I'll see you on Monday morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Don't be late.